Mr. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot of petulant behavior being engaged in by Republicans in the House of Representatives. And I'm not just talking about people like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or Gosar, Nunez, Gates, G-A-E-T-Z, that Gates, Gymnasium Jim, G-Y-M Jordan, Mo Brooks of Alabama. That's pathological. I'm just talking about something trivial, and I'll give you an example, something stupid, all done to disrupt the decorum of the House, just to disrupt the traditions of the House of Representatives. And that is, there has been and still is a mask requirement if you're on the floor of the House itself. If you're outside of the Congress, you can do what you want. In your own office in the Capitol, you can do what you want. And at home, you can do what you want. But, and there's a lot of reasons for it. Right now, the CDC has lifted the mask requirement for people who are fully vaccinated, even indoors. Not every member of Congress has been fully vaccinated. Ron Johnson refuses, for instance, to be vaccinated. There are people who are not vaccinated. That's number one. There's staff there. There are clerks there. You know, congressional staff, not all vaccinated, and some of them possibly at risk of the communication of COVID for that reason. Also, remember something right now. You can go to a restaurant under the CDC guidelines, unless the restaurant demands a mask, without a mask. But you can't get on an airplane without a mask. And somebody asked a good question, why? And the response from the CDC is very simple. That is, you know, when you get on a airplane, you're in very close quarters. You can't pick who you're sitting next to. There's a lot of international travel mixing into this country with a lot of different strains. It has a very fixed air system that gets recirculated. And so it's prudent at this point to require them. You don't require somebody to be vaccinated to get on an airplane, and that's the reason. Anyway, the House of Representatives at some point will probably lift the mask requirement. It hasn't yet. By majority vote of the House, it hasn't yet. And of course, back before everybody was vaccinated, it was especially necessary. There are a number of Republicans who deliberately insist on not wearing their masks. Or if they do wear them, they wear them under their chin, like a chin strap on a football helmet or something. It doesn't cover their mouth. It doesn't cover their nose. They grin. This is somewhat similar to many of them evading the metal detector. Nancy Pelosi got rid of that. I think there's five or six of them that are being fined. That fine is quite substantial. It's $5,000 and it can go up and it gets automatically deducted from their paycheck. So you don't have to collect it from them. So they are agreeing, most of them, to go through the metal detector, even though Lauren Boebert avoided it and another one avoided it. And then when they left, their handbags were sent through it and they dinged and they just gave a little smirk and they said, quote, well, it's a good thing they didn't search my bag, end quote. You know, this business of no masks or bringing a weapon onto the floor, what are they going to do? Shoot somebody they don't like in the middle of a speech? What it does is, if you're sitting at a negotiating table or trying to convince somebody of an argument and they're armed and they've said they hate you, and they've said they've given tours of people to show them where Nancy Pelosi's office is, you might as well be in the, you know, in the Russian Duma, which is the Russian parliament, or the Chinese Politburo. If you're, there's no trust, there's danger and risk. You can't have that in the House of Representatives. We had it in 1860, 1861, leading up to the Civil War over slavery. There was a congressman who went into the Senate chambers with a cane with a lead head on it and almost beat to death a senator from Massachusetts. I mean, that was a long time ago. We don't want to see that happen again. Well, in this mask business, what they're doing now is, first of all, they give a warning. Then they fine them $500. Well, $500, a lot of these people can tolerate $500. Tolerating $10,000 is another matter. Something like, the fifth lawmaker just got fined, Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina. I never heard of her, frankly. I mean, you know, what has she ever done? Never heard beans about Virginia Fox. Well, $500, and she grins like a badge of honor. What's going on, frankly, with the constituents of these people? If I had a member of Congress, even if I basically thought they were okay on my point of view, and they kept doing stupid things like that, and they kept saying, well, I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask. Are you kidding me? Okay, we're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. The leadoff hitter today, Jean of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. Boy, I'll tell you something. I watched that, you know, the hearing yesterday, you know, in the Congress, and it was like, oh, man. You know, they're a bunch of criminals. They aid and abet the acts of violence. They are criminals. They shouldn't even be sitting in those highest offices in our country. I mean, I gave them a chance, but there's no way in God's green earth that the Democrats are going to be able to work with these people. And they are criminals. Anybody else would go to prison for aiding and abetting this type of behavior when there was violence against people, you know, at our Capitol and the mob that went there, and they don't even want to know nothing about it. God, what a bunch of, you know, I mean, they are. They're criminals. And I hope to heck people wake up, because we need to not vote for anybody with an R after their name anymore, because they're bought and paid for by Coke and Alec and the laws that they've been writing, you know, to restrict voting. I mean, it's unbelievable. And people really need to wake up, because these guys are bad news, and they're not there for the people in our country. All they're there for is the people that are giving them big bucks, you know, for their campaigns. And I can't even believe they can't think for themselves. And the rhetoric they spew, they all say the same lines over and over and over again. And it's just unbelievable, man. I was just so disgusted. I couldn't believe it yesterday. But anyway, thanks for talking about it this morning. I appreciate it.
Listen, thank you, Jean. As always, you nailed it. You nailed it. And you raise a good point that really has to be fleshed out. And that is this. We say it's an insurrection. Anybody in his right mind says it's an insurrection. The truth is that prosecutors around the country have arrested and are criminally charging about 400 people, you know, hundreds of people with felonies, most of them with felonies. Now, if there was a mob action where something like 400 people are being arrested, some of them are in jail, by the way, right now they're being held before trial, and they're being arrested for felonies. And to say that Congress shouldn't investigate how that happened, and a police officer got his eye gouged out, he has to go through life with only one eye. Another one was stabbed with a pole, could have been killed. Two of them beaten over the head with lead pipes, brain damaged. How would you like to have a husband who's brain damaged if you're a woman with kids? And the Republicans are saying, we shouldn't investigate that because we're afraid of angering Donald Trump, who will then go after us in a primary. That is about as low as you can get, as low as you can get. That's a complete betrayal of the oath of office of these congressmen. Even anybody with a handful of common sense, even if he wasn't a congressman, would say, of course, we got to get to the bottom of this thing. Of course, we got to get to the bottom of this thing. Make sure it doesn't happen again. Gene, thanks for calling in. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789.